Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Astrology for the Soul by Jan Spiller is a modern astrological guide that centers on the Moon North Node as a map for personal growth. Rather than focusing on daily predictions, the book frames astrology as a tool for understanding why certain patterns repeat and what inner direction can lead to greater fulfillment. Spiller presents the North Node as a developmental compass, while the South Node represents familiar habits and default coping strategies that can feel safe but limiting. Using the signs and houses, she outlines themes that may show up in relationships, work, creativity, and emotional life, then suggests practical ways to shift toward the North Node qualities. The tone is accessible, encouraging, and structured for self-study, making it popular among readers who want a purpose-driven approach to natal astrology. Whether you are new to nodes or already read charts, this book aims to translate symbolic placements into everyday choices and long-term change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the North Node as a life direction framework. A central idea in Astrology for the Soul is that the Moon North Node describes the kind of growth that expands your life, while the South Node reflects ingrained tendencies that are easy to fall back on. The book treats this axis as a developmental storyline rather than a prediction. In practical terms, readers are encouraged to identify what feels overly familiar, automatic, or comfort-based, then compare it with behaviors that feel slightly uncomfortable but energizing. Spiller positions the North Node as a skill set to cultivate over time, not an instant switch, and emphasizes that real progress often looks like repeated small choices rather than dramatic reinventions. The value of this framework is clarity. Instead of analyzing every chart factor at once, you gain a simple lens for deciding what to practice and what to moderate. This approach can be applied to career decisions, relationship dynamics, and emotional regulation. It also provides language for why you might excel in certain areas yet still feel unfulfilled, because competence is not always the same as growth. By returning to the nodal axis, the reader gets a coherent, long-range orientation. Secondly, interpreting North Node by sign, the qualities to develop, Spiller breaks down the North Node through the 12 zodiac signs, translating each sign into growth qualities and corrective habits. The emphasis is on moving toward the sign-based characteristics that bring balance, while noticing how the opposite sign-based South Node can show up as overused strategies. For example, a North Node in an interpersonal sign may call for cooperation, tact, and shared decision-making, while the South Node may rely too heavily on self-reliance or control. A North Node in an Earth sign may highlight building stability, routines, and tangible results, while the South Node can drift into ideas without follow-through or emotional reactivity. The book helps readers turn abstract symbolism into concrete behavior, how to speak, how to set boundaries, how to commit, how to take initiative, or how to let life unfold. A key contribution is that it reframes traits often judged as weaknesses into developmental tasks that can be practiced. This creates a compassionate, skill-building model rather than a fatalistic one. Readers can use the sign descriptions to craft personal experiments, identify blind spots, and measure progress through lived outcomes like steadier relationships, clearer priorities, and more consistent self-trust. Thirdly, interpreting North Node by house, where growth happens in daily life, beyond sign, meaning Astrology for the Soul uses the astrological houses to describe the life arenas where North Node growth is most directly tested. The house placement grounds the nodal theme in specific contexts, such as identity and self-presentation, finances and values, learning and communication, home and family, creativity and romance, work and health routines, partnership, shared resources, beliefs and travel, career. Spiller encourages readers to watch for repeating situations in the relevant house domain, because those situations may function like practice fields. This approach makes the material actionable. If your growth is tied to partnership, the work is not only internal reflection but also learning cooperation in real time. If it is tied to career, it may involve taking visible responsibility and tolerating scrutiny. The house lens also helps readers avoid misdirected effort, such as trying to fix everything at once. Instead, you can prioritize the environments that most reliably trigger both your comfort zone and your growth edge. Used well, the house interpretation becomes a planning tool for setting goals, choosing commitments, and building habits that steadily support the North Node direction. Fourthly, balancing the South Node. Using strength without staying stuck, a practical strength of the book is its emphasis on balance rather than rejection. The South Node is presented as a reservoir of familiar ability, but also a place where overuse can limit development. Spiller's guidance encourages readers to keep the South Node's strengths as supportive tools while avoiding the reflex to live there full-time. This distinction matters because many people identify strongly with what they already do well, even when it no longer produces fulfillment. The book therefore invites self-observation. When do you default to certain roles, emotional responses, or relationship patterns because they feel safe, even if they reduce growth? By naming those tendencies, readers can catch themselves earlier and redirect toward North Node behavior. This is especially helpful in stress, when South Node habits can intensify. The balancing concept also reduces shame, because it frames stuckness as an understandable survival pattern, not a character flaw. In practice, the reader can create simple checks. Is this choice expanding me or repeating my old identity? Am I using a strength to serve growth, or using it to avoid the discomfort of learning something new? The result is a more integrated approach to change, where past competence becomes a bridge to future development. Lastly, applying the nodal axis to relationships, work, and inner fulfillment, Spiller's nodal approach is most compelling when applied to everyday decisions. Astrology for the Soul pushes the reader to connect chart symbolism with patterns in love, friendship, professional direction, and emotional well-being. The nodal axis can clarify recurring attractions and conflicts, such as seeking partners who reinforce the comfort zone or repeating work situations that reward old skills but leave you feeling stagnant. The book's themes support a life design mindset. If you understand your growth direction, you can choose environments and people that encourage it. This can mean selecting roles that develop leadership, humility, steadiness, creativity, or collaboration depending on the sign house story. It can also mean shifting how you communicate, how you handle vulnerability, or how you tolerate uncertainty. The nodal framework is particularly useful for long-term fulfillment because it addresses meaning, not just competence. Many readers can function well yet feel restless. The North Node lens suggests that restlessness may signal underdeveloped qualities asking for expression. When used as a reflective tool, the book helps turn astrology into a practical coaching aid, set intentions, notice triggers, practice new responses, and track how life feels when you align with growth rather than habit. Over time, this can translate into more satisfying relationships, clearer direction, and a stronger sense of purpose. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who want astrology to function as a growth tool rather than a forecasting device. If you are curious about purpose, repeating patterns, or why you keep returning to the same emotional and relationship dynamics, Spiller's focus on the North Node provides a straightforward framework for self-understanding. Beginners can use it as an entry point because the nodal axis offers a clean, memorable structure, while experienced chart readers can integrate it with other factors for richer interpretation. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. The book encourages intentional choices, clearer priorities, and more compassionate self-correction. Instead of labeling traits as good or bad, it frames them as skills to balance, which can reduce shame and increase follow-through. Compared with many astrology titles that emphasize personality description or short-term timing, Astrology for the Soul stands out for its developmental emphasis and its consistent insistence on application. You are not just told what your chart says, you are guided toward what to practice and where to practice it. That makes it worth buying for anyone seeking a structured, purpose-oriented lens that can be revisited as life circumstances change and maturity deepens. If you would like to support Jan Spiller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.